Thank you. In what he called the Raumann model of productivity. He was sent to the department by the head of the department in the province of Yali, of Limpopo, to come in and introduce his model. Now, we as officials introduced Dr. Munir to the council of stakeholders that considers any development proposal. Dr. Ram Manieri, on behalf of the Machena Development Business Line, that was intended to assist the Machena Cooperative with business and technical skills and funding, and presented to the department and the old visual separately. The business plan was asking for a contribution of 2,454,000 and Masisizane was asked to contribute 1.39 million. The department did not contribute the amount that was requested by Dr. Manieri, but Masisizane approved a loan of 1,390,000, of which the funds were transferred to two service providers. There were two separate proposals that were submitted to the department on Dr. Manieri. That one was a memorandum of agreement where the department was asked to make available 32 million rand towards a revolving finance scheme for agricultural projects in Limpopo. This was between the department and Apol Limited, an agri-fin that was involved The former DG did not approve it. After feedback, he said that APOR and APOR Agrivin and Ralman were not able to sustain such a huge project. They did not have the capacity. And requested that a proper procurement process be followed to appoint a proper service provider.
I'm sorry. Who is this doctor? Dr. Manyele
is a consultant approached the Department of Rural Development back in 2009 after they heard the fact they were in the presidential visit that saw the president launching Muyeshe as a pilot the Arctic site in 2009. They then approached the department with a model for developing up and coming farmers. Yes. The then DG felt that they did not have the capacity to handle such a huge sum of money, and therefore they were not approved. The Department of Rural Development informed the representatives of APOR Limited, APOR Agrifin, and Ralman of the decision of the then Director General, turned down their proposal. Regarding the business plan, the Department of Rural Development advised Dr. Manyele that it would not be able to contribute funding in the form of a grant or cash, but would contribute directly to the project where needs are identified and not through him, of which the following contributions were then later made directly by the department to the Machena women. We made available fencing, we revived the dysfunctional boreholes, we provided protective clothing to the women, we replaced dysfunctional boreholes pumps directly, not by the money. We provided savings, and we provided a pack house because the women had nowhere to pack their materials. And even when working in the outside, whether it's raining or in the heat, you know how heated the bore is, they had no trusting. So we, in collaboration with IDT, provided a pack house where they would find shelter. The business plan was separately submitted to the department at Makisiza, and Ralman did not update the decision from the department that there would be no cash or grant contribution payment to the business plan. When Dr. Manyele presented the business plan to Master Cesar in his own condition, here are the findings. Dr. Manyele misinformed Machena that the department would contribute in terms of, of his own business plan, whereas we informed him that we are going to contribute to him directly, not by himself. And that this condition would be used to pay the Masisizani loan. No signed agreement exists between the department and Old Mutual, Masisizani, Raman, APOR Limited, or Agro, Finn, or Dr. Manyele. The board of Masisizani informed the department that the loan to Machena was subsequently going to be written off, and Masisizani will not assume the recovery of the debt to the tenants of the business. The department never signed any agreements with Old Mutual, Masisizani, or Ralman, Dr. Manyele. Dr. Manyele misrepresented to Machena and Masisizani that the department was going to contribute, and Masisizani also, without a plan with us, was under the impression, having been informed by Dr. Manyele, that we were going to be part of his own business plan, which never was the case. Chairperson, this is the report and the findings that were then recommended by our own forensic unit looked in the case of Machena Kasi. There is a want to, I don't know whether you want me to go on further to the other.
Yeah, to the other projects, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen, I'm now producing a report on the home study visits by the Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs to the Eastern Cape as of the time.
No, no. I think your report, if that is the only thing that you have about the pilot project that you mentioned, then it's not complete. There were other projects within the state area and within the same budget. So we would probably like to hear all about those things. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And if maybe you've forgotten place Ms. Marie, she was the leader of the delegation.
Yes.
And I've read the delegation, the report myself. Mm-hmm. I was not in, I was out of the country. But I read the report, but there were a number of things that they reported back from the visit.
Yes. Jefferson, this report I am busy with now, that's on the screen, also includes the Select Committee visit to Limpopo, where the Machena Gardens are in the village of Moyeshe. That report is also part of this. If you want me to start there, I can do that. We finish.
I wanted you to put it in that give us, you know, the whole package of projects at Mesh. Yeah. Not only that, there were other projects in Mesh,
yes,
which were also launched on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As I said, we can request Honorable Marvin just to guide us in reminding what is it they're expecting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
And you know what, I've read that report and it's one of the best reports of the project that came out from there. It's so clear, it gives you a clear picture of what is happening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, my apologies for having arrived.
Let me just say welcome, Ms. Mabi. She might have been delayed somewhere. You know, we have so many meetings, and sometimes you are in a meeting, you cannot just recuse yourself. You have to ask, and if the chair of the meeting refuses, you can't do anything. Welcome, Ms. Mabi, and the stage is yours.
Thank you. We haven't wasted time. I had an opportunity to go through the two-page presentation. I think there are a number of things that are not highlighted in the presentation. For example, I've made note here, we're expected the department to give us a preliminary review report that was conducted by the department, and a forensic audit is promised. I'll personally give that the information for the presentation, and also my request chair to address the issues that were raised in Malaysia. So maybe the department must just contact us as to when they're going to give us the report. One other thing, I think this parliament and the highest structure for the government report, if they're still trying to protect certain individuals, I find it a bit problematic. because they also give us a presentation with no need. They just give us a blunt, you know, presentation, and then people involved. There's a number of questions that I would want to ask about Dr. Mani. But before I go there, I want us first to agree why the presentation not reflected a preliminary report and the forensic audit, because those are the two key documents. Members of the day will have previously, but we agree that as when you come to Parliament, we'll come and present on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Marie. Thank you for your assistance. I think the DGD hear what the leader of the delegation says, and as I also said, that the conclusion of the delegation, of the delegation, there are a number of things that were highlighted there which were not really the way we expected them to be. Now, those are things that we would like the department to reflect on. I don't know whether you have them or you don't have them. If you have them, you can present us with them. If you don't have them, because she felt that she went through the preliminary report and they are not there. As you can hear, so there's no reflection of the preliminary report.
And the audit.
And the forensic audit, the forensic audit that was requested by the delegation. And some of these people who just appeared to the community apparently, and were then referred to the department, although according to your report, the department never approved their request because of lack of capacity. But we would like you to tell us more about what did you do then? Where were these people coming from? Why were they in this? Who introduced them? Is it the community or somebody, as you say, Dr. Manieve. Dr. Manieve. Who is this Dr. Manieve? Where did he get the information from? We would like to hear about those things. And seemingly, according to the report of the visiting delegation, the delegation was totally not satisfied. Hence, they recommended this forensic auditing and all such things. We would like to hear more from you, DDG, really. Thank you. But if you don't have to tell us, we will send you back to you and research these things and come back before we close Parliament, because we're just about to close now. We'll give you days to go and do that. First question is, do you have the report of those people that you're talking about?
Thank you, Chairperson. The first report that I presented is a report from our internal audit that was requested to conduct a forensic audit of what happened under Dr. Maniere in Majanagasi. That was the first report that I presented. The second one then covers the actual projects that were visited. I take note that it is not comprehensive. It does not cover all of the projects that were visited. And in that regard, Chairperson, then I give an undertaking to go and do some work on this report so that we may satisfy the committee on the entirety of projects that were visited.
Thank you, GDG. You know, this thing really, it becomes a real problem. It's no longer a challenge now, it's a problem. We realize that this is a pattern of almost all the departments. There might be some that comes out with a proper report, but according to my observation, it is a pattern with most of our national departments. They come here, they give us a report of which we as Parliament, as delegates, we go to all these provinces, we go there to check on what is actually happening on the ground. And what we find out, compared to what the department comes back at a later date to give us, is completely different. I don't know how can we be the same people in the same government, going to the same people on the same broad daylight, we cannot see the same. It's a startling, you know, something that really one cannot our country. So I'm putting it back to the members, with probably so that the members must either, well, I don't know what to do, there's nothing that we can accept. We reject the report as it is, and if we send them back, for how long can we send them back to come back to us? I would like us to decide on. And Honorable, what?
Yes, thanks, Jefferson. Jefferson, just on what we have been told so far, the Department of Rural Development Land Reform are saying, well, we didn't really lose any money. We had to replace a borehole or whatever. Then it says Mazarani loan and Messina will be written off and Old Mitchell will not pursue the recovery of the debt. Very strange. We're talking about 1.3 million, which was given to two people and an organization, another independent club. I'm sure
just quite happy that 1.3 million is just going to disappear.
I don't see that happening. Thanks.
Honorable Dudley?
Jefferson, I think when we did the briefing there, the DJ was there. The DJ was there. In that briefing, we indicated that we were not satisfied. Because for what we experienced and what we were presented was heaven on the surface. Here, the department comes back today again, even with less information, which was presented there. Let's just remind you, on the side, your department says you don't know the doctor. You can record correctly. You also said this person might be back in his own country, not sick. In your presence, there, for the beneficiary, they say they are making 40,000 rand a month profit. We question it. In relation to the status of the project. Now, today, you come and present this single, not that much information in front of us. I think we are worse off than we were in the present. Because the advantage of us being the present, that's coming from the product, on the ground. Even the mentor from the department has also agreed. He never met the person. On arrival, this person was already in the room. And you said you don't know the person. There was an issue of who is going to pay the money between the two departments. Critical issue. Because the other department says they're not, they are refusing because they never did in person. We even asked, did they use their land as a collector to borrow the money? Those were issues which were in the air. Because our concern was if they use the land as a collector, they might lose that project, even the project as we raised the issue of a storage place for their product. We raised that. We raised the issue of the market. So we raised fundamental issues in terms of driving or managing this project as a business entity. But that was clearly a hand up to come. One person was taking a million rand for himself and borrowed 300,000 rand above the million rand from that man that Venezuela didn't even know about it. He paid himself a million rand and go far, so far as borrow 300,000 rand on the million rand for himself or criminal. Now the person says they don't know to write off. It doesn't make sense. We are not, I can't say that they understand me and respect. I can't interpret it. They understand me and respect anybody. Separately, you can't go on like this. May I respect for you? Understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable DPA. I'm sure the DDG hears the people who were on the spot. Can you please pay attention? Can you please pay attention? I cannot speak to you when you are going through the report of your own, and you are not even looking at me. I am not that type of person. If I speak to you, I want you to look at me, because it is not only the mouth that speaks, even the body language also is there, so that you must be able to grasp, if you have capacity to grasp, what it speaks. Now, I was saying, you know, I went through that report, I still say the people who wrote that report, thank you very much. Because it really gave me a broad picture and all fear of your information and good things. And the DG comes here to come and light us. The man was there. I don't know if at your age you cannot be honest and speak. Honestly, when are you going to be honest? A man of your status, a man of your grey hair, I don't expect him to come here and come and lie to us. If there's a failure, why can't you say, hey, there is a failure here and there, and give us the right thing? And tell us why it has failed. Maybe it is from our side. Maybe it's from the funding part of it. Maybe it's not you, but if you are going to conceal it, the cost of failure, I will speak to you as I am now speaking to you, because really, I am not impressed. And you can hear the committee's also not impressed. So if you being the second head of the department, and you come to lie to us, where will we be the truth? And let me tell you one thing. No, it is my firm belief, very firm belief, that if we as a government cannot take up rural development honestly, enthusiastically, willingness, and with the political support, we will never be able to, you know, to alleviate people who are living below poverty line. We will never be able to, because once you develop rural areas, you are actually addressing a number of other things that causes joblessness, that causes lack of skills, that causes poverty, that causes inequality. If you actually go out, I only make an example of the 2010 South Africa staging FIFA World Cup. You know, from there you could see South Africa unleashing every available resource, including human resources. And there was not even a question of lack of skills. All those huge projects were funded, special structures were set up, monitoring mechanisms were set up, and on the very day when the first whistle blew, everything was there. And that is what, to me, it was a demonstration of the capacity of this country. What we can do, but if we have people like you, we will not go anywhere. And I must tell you, this parliament has changed from an ordinary parliament as it was. It is today called an activist parliament. And our activism is put in action, because we don't concentrate in the offices here, in the parliamentary complex. We go out to see things for ourselves, so that when you come here, you should know whether you lie or you tell the truth. That is the position here. I mean, we're sitting here. It is all cost for Parliament to come and listen to life. It's all cost. We're not sitting here for individually paid. You have been paid, you travel from Pretoria to come here at government expense to come and deliver lies. I must say, repeat, to come and deliver lies. And we are no longer prepared to accept this misleading information because the reason is that you go out and look at what is happening in the ground. It will be able to challenge you, as we are challenging you now. You better go ahead and come with a comprehensive report. Tell us all the failures, please, because we know about the failures. Tell us about that. It must come from you. And how long do we give them? I'm giving to the members now.
Can that season come squeezing for the next 14 days? In terms of the support of we can arrange to squeeze them in some. Because as I said, this is a short term.
Your team is going to listen and will help you to come with that report in 14 days, as from tomorrow, which is not coming. Thank you, you may go ahead. No, it's exactly the same. Don't worry about that. I'm going to listen to my power. It's exactly the same. You don't have hands to get here, but there's a few things that are really not keeping with what you're
thank you, everybody present here.
I am closing this meeting and
yeah, that's good.
Everybody except members of the committee.
That was good.
Going to have
I did have advisors. I was talking.
Committee meeting.
Was out of order. Sorry.
Good morning.